You know, friends, for us, we are so far from a human being standing next to us. For us to be in communion, to communicate with somebody who's in another world, sounds a little bit way out. But for the rabbis, the holy people, our masters, our giants, from this world to the other world was very close. Then the holy Rabbi Yitzhak Vurka died when he left the world. And he and the Kotzke Rebbe were the best friends in the world. As much as their way in serving God was different. Everybody knows in Kotzk the truth was the most important thing. And Vurka, loving people was the most important thing in the world. So after Rabbi Yitzhak Vurka left the world, his son Reb Mendele was very worried because he was sure his father would come back and talk to him in a dream at least. He didn't hear from him for 4 weeks. He got worried. He went to Reb Mendele Kotzke, his father's best friend, and he says to Kotzke Rebbe, you know, I'm so worried about my father. I haven't heard from him in 4 weeks. Kotzke Rebbe says to him, Mendele, let me tell you the truth. I was also worried about your father. I could not understand why he doesn't come back to let me know what happened to him in the other world. Since he didn't come to me, I decided to go to him. I went from palace to palace. I went to the palace of Rashi, of the Rambam, of Rabbi Kiva, Moshe Rabbeinu, of Avraham Avinu. Wherever I went, they told me, yes, he was here. But he left. I asked the angels, where's my best friend, the holy Rabbi Yitzhak Vurka? And they said, you have to go to a very dark forest, and at the end of the forest you'll find him. Summoned all my strength, all my energy. I walked through the forest, never seen something so dark, so awesome, so frightening. At the end of the forest, there was an ocean. I never heard in my whole life waves crying this way. Every wave went up to heaven, crying, begging. And here my friend Reb Yitzchak, leaning on his stick, didn't take his eyes off the ocean. I said, Yitzchak, my best friend, what are you doing here? He says to me, Mendel, do you recognize the ocean? I said, no, what is it? He said, Mendel, my best friend, this is the ocean of tears. This is the ocean of tears of God's holy people, of all of Israel. And I swore by God, I will not leave the ocean till God has dried all the tears. Sometimes you and I come to a house and little children are crying and the parents say, stop crying. You're growing up now. Sometimes parents say, ugh, stop crying. People cry in the streets of the world, nobody pays attention. I bless you and I whenever you shed tears. Stay there and don't leave until the one, the only one, dries the tears. You know children when they're crying? You know the tears reaching heaven, the waves reach heaven? Don't walk away, don't walk away. And I want you to know each time you say to God, I'm not moving from those tears, you bring redemption to the world.